We are Quixie 98.3, your home for praise and shine. On this Easter Sunday, as we think about what Jesus did for the world on Good Friday, and then his resurrection on Easter Sunday, I want to share this devotional with you, titled, The Cost. Michelangelo's works explored many facets of the life of Jesus, yet one of the most poignant was also one of the most simple. In the 1540s, he sketched a picture of Jesus' mother holding the body of the dead Christ. He did this for his friend Vittoria Colonna. Done in chalk, the drawing depicts Mary looking to the heavens as she cradles her son's still form. Rising behind Mary, the upright beam of the cross carries these words from Dante's Paradise. There they don't think of how much blood it costs. Michelangelo's point was profound. When we contemplate the death of Jesus, we must consider the price he paid. Scripture shows us in John chapter 19, verse 30, that the price paid by Christ is captured in his dying declaration, "It is finished." The term "it is finished" was used in several ways: to show a bill had been paid, a task finished, a sacrifice offered, a masterpiece completed. Each of them applies to what Jesus did on our behalf on the cross. Perhaps that's why the Apostle Paul wrote, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." And you'll find that in Scripture, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. Jesus' willingness to take our place is the eternal evidence of how much God loves us. As we contemplate the price he paid, may we also celebrate his love and give thanks for the cross. How could each meaning of "it is finished" be applied to the cross of Jesus and what he accomplished there? Why does each one have meaning to you? As we give thanks to God the Father, let's consider the sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf. We are humbled and deeply grateful. We thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for the cross. This is Scott Gettle wishing you a very blessed Easter Sunday. Take care, stay safe, be well, and God bless.